Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Bobby Van Kirk of Alija Gitana. And we're talking about this Criolla reorganization where you have to buy out the family creditor or debtor from your point of view, and reorganize financially and deal with the different suppliers and lessors. I think what you were saying to a great extent is the important thing is to be upfront, to tell them what your situation, be transparent. Tell us, you know, who was good to you and who was tougher. Well, you don't have to tell us who was tougher, but you told me about San Patricio and how did San Patricio treat you and how things have been going in San Patricio.
Well, it's amazing. I really have a lot of respect for the way that Caparra Centers operates, because they're very open, they're very straight up, and very fair. They appreciated when I sat down to talk to them. They appreciated instantly what we were going through. They appreciated back then it was the 6-7 years we had been operating there, and they were very, you know, very fair and helping us out. Obviously, they had an interest because we've done a lot more business ever since then. We're talking late 2000, 2001 was when this was going through. It ended up in 2002 was when we were fully out of it. So you can do the math. It's 10 years since of good business. But
at that time, they didn't know that.
No, you're right. But I think they believed.
Trust, they believed, yes.
You know,
yes.
It was. I can't lie that it was a combination of, in their case, of they really always have appreciated my partner Christina, Roberto, your brother, and has always had a very great deal of respect for her and what she did. He was always very impressed with how this young girl, because when my partner started, literally she was 22, 23 years old. 22-year-old kids don't have the ability or the discipline and the wherewithal to start a business and to maintain it. So your brother always appreciated that. He always respected that.
Yeah, knowing, of course, my brother, so I know him well, and he's always looked for these new, young, and different businesses, and has loved to kind of be a mentor and to help them. So I can see that working in this particular case, as I've seen it in other cases. I don't remember him discussing your particular case, but I have seen him with other cases. Like really, something new, something creative, always creates a lot of enthusiasm in his mind. So anyway, within 2 hours, you were able to work out the substantive things.
Exactly.
And the same thing happened with everybody else. So you were able to work out the new terms and terms and reduce some debt and get things squared away.
It took
what about a year and a half?
It took about a year and a half.
Wow. You got Christina got her money's worth when you joined, so that was a good way to start, in the sense, you know, you're really completely almost anew. You know, with a reorganization from your point of view, you're able to sort of get everything completely under control, and now you knew what you had under your belt.
We had a great run after that for several years. I mean, and it's funny because retail, it has big ups and downs. When you're in fashion retail like us, and we've had to kind of reinvent ourselves several times. That was really the biggest one, because we had to reinvent from the direction of the product. That's when we realized we had to design our own clothing, because, you know, at the end of the 90s, at the beginning of these tough times, which set up this situation, was after boom, ethnic was hot for throughout the 90s. We were one of the pioneers of the ethnic retail in Puerto Rico, but by the end of the 90s, a lot of competition, a lot of imitation,
right,
companies that most of them don't even exist now. Canela,
right.
Etnico, I can name several others that just popped up. When ethnic went out of style in late 99, 2000, we realized that if we didn't reinvent ourselves, we were gonna die.
And you moved you had already moved to the stores versus the kiosk, or that, we or had, that was also part of the
we
change?
Had began to move by when I joined the company. We had four kiosks. We shortly after that opened our first store, which was in Plaza Las Americas, because they were closing the kiosk concept. A lot of malls now don't like the kiosk anymore. They if they're gonna have hallway vendors, they like to have them in carts. And obviously, by that point, we were already selling more clothing. We weren't designing it yet, but we were selling more clothing. And when Plaza gave us, you know, we used to have a huge kiosk in the middle of the best hallway in Plaza. And when we have to decide what we're gonna do next, because that kiosk will no longer, they were expanding. First of all, that area was no longer gonna be. They were doing the hallway to the new JCPenney. They were right. doing that expansion.
Right.
We had to choose what we were gonna have, and a kiosk was no longer an option. They no more kiosk.
Could the customers try on the clothes in the kiosk?
Well, that was one of the issues.
Not too
comfortably,
right?
Yeah, we had to do these makeshift probadores. As we started bringing more clothing, and they were literally like round shirt shower curtain rods,
wow.
with on the corner of the kiosk,
yeah.
And then malls, you know, the other tenants would complain that our kiosk would block the view from the hallway. If you were walking on one side, you couldn't see across the kiosk.
Right.
So that's why malls started getting away from the kiosk concept and doing carts. And there was no way we could operate at that point from carts. So we
right.
started opening stores. We didn't open a new store since 2000 that was a kiosk. Everything we opened since then was a store, and little by little we converted the kiosks that we did have to stores.
Okay.
San Patricio was 2004, and Montelledra, our last kiosk, surviving kiosk, we converted to a store in 2006. So ever since 2006, it's been stores only. And when you sell clothing, you really need to have stores. The difference is a kiosk in a hallway, you guaranteed a lot more traffic. You know, people walk by, they don't have to decide to go into your store. They're walking down, they see something they like, they can do it. It's a lot better for impulse buying.
Right.
And when you're at a store, an inline store, you depend for the client to go into the store. Obviously, the build out is more expensive. Obviously, you need more payroll, because you need more people to manage usually a store than a kiosk. And you have more expenses, because in a lot of times a kiosk, the electricity is included. There's no water. In a store, you have more expenses.
Yeah, well,
but
yeah.
When you're selling clothing, you know, you can't really sell it out of a kiosk.
When we visited the store in San Patricio, you had a nice sale, 40%, and there was a great traffic going in. it was lunchtime, so it is one of the better parts of the day. But you, in terms of promoting and merchandising your sales, do you have these kinds of sales often? What is the philosophy?
We try not to. We realized about 8 or 9 years ago that branding is so important, and that you can't be doing sales all the time. We try to buy, as opposed to some of our competition, which does the old school retailing where they buy as much as they can to get a cheap price, and then they try to sell real expensive, and then they quickly put it all on sale, and their store always has 50% off and half the store.
Right.
We've been very careful not to do that. We try to buy correctly, sell at the right price. We like it when our product finishes. When it's, you know, we design our clothing lines. We have six lines a year. Each line has 80, 100 styles. Each style comes in different colors and prints and sizes. We try to be very precise. But obviously you have to do sales once in a while to clear your overstock. Luckily, we've only had to do one sale a year usually for the last several years. And it's usually after Christmas, and then once in a while we do an end of summer sale. It lasts 2 weeks, and then after that we go back, because people like new merchandise.
It'll bring in some new customers that maybe wouldn't have gone in.
Exactly.
So the one that we saw today in San Patricio is a sale 40% on all your other stores.
Yes.
It's a general,
it's
island wide. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Two.
Yeah. Well, let's take a break, and we'll be right back. And I want to sort of discuss a little bit of your background and how you got into this business, which is kind of interesting,
mm-hmm.
as you moved from one kind of profession to the other. It's always fascinating. And I'm with Bobby Van Kirk of Valija Gitana.